Well, we talked to a new Lincoln Trail Conference head football coach earlier in the week, Logan Willits at Anawan Weathersfield, and there's another new coach in the Lincoln Trail Conference for the 2019 season, Mid-County, a co-op between Galva, Rova, and Williamsfield. They have a new head coach, a 2011 grad of Rova High School, Grant Goldstrand. So I guess first up, Coach, welcome back, right? You're coming back home to coach, and you have to be pretty excited about that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited. Coming back home, I've always kind of wanted to come back to Rova and teach and coach, and the opportunity presented. I've been lucky enough to work under some people that have got me prepared for this.
Well, it's an interesting storyline for you because you told me off the air, your senior year, was that the first year of basically the Mid-County co-op? So you kind of know what you're getting yourself into in terms of the different dynamics that are in play.
Yep. Yeah, my first year of high school, it was the Atwood with the Bulldogs co-op. And then my senior year, it was Mid-County with Galva and Williamsfield. So I'm pretty familiar with the whole situation.
And a little bit about, you're still a young guy, just 26 years old, and you know, but you've had some experience, spent a couple of years under Coach Adolphson, I see at Monmouth-Roseville, and then the last couple of years at Gillsburg. So what have you, and then you played for Steve Bell, I think, at Monmouth College. What have you learned about football along the way?
I don't think I've got time to talk about it. I've learned from football from those you just mentioned there, but one thing that's the same from when I was in high school is that you just got to build a relationship with the kids. That's been the most important thing that I think I've learned from teaching, and one of the things I didn't really think about when I started teaching. Just the relationship you build with some of these kids is incredible, and I continue to look forward to doing here back in my hometown and homeschool.
Well, I know the other interesting thing you had told me, because we talked to Logan Willits earlier this week, who's taking over at Anawan Weathersfield. You said his, I think, first year student teaching was over at Rova, right, when you were a student. So you kind of already have a relationship with him. So the two new kids on the block at one time were both at Rova High School.
Yeah, my senior year of high school, he was a student teacher in the science department, I'm pretty sure, over here at Rova. So I've talked to him. It's been a while, but I've talked to him.
All right, so what's the style of play for Grant Goldstrand with Mid-County? Certain offensive style, defensively, what are some of the different things you want to do? Or is that still a work in progress?
I've got a pretty good idea what I want to do, but similar to some stuff I've done at Galesburg, similar to some of the stuff I've done at Monmouth College. Got a lot of defensive stuff from Jeremy at Monmouth-Roseville that I like to do. But kind of, I haven't really seen the kids yet or got on to watch much huddle yet. So it kind of just depends on who we've got coming back and what is going to fit their personnel the best.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the one thing about working with a co-op, and you were a kid that played in the system back in the day while at Rova, you know, with two other schools. So what are some of the things that you are doing now to get ready? So you're named head coach. And now what are some of the different things you have to tackle here over the next couple of weeks?
Actually, tonight at Galva at 6:30, I'm having a community parent meeting so they can get to meet me so I can pass the summer calendar, our new camp, to an important talking point, get the fundraiser squared away, and some things like that. I've got the coaches ready to roll for the most part. Excited about who I've got to coach.
Yeah, and then as far as, you know, the advantage you have coming in is you played in the LTC, were a member of the co-op. What do you know about the area competition? I know, you know, a 2011 grad, and you've coached the last couple of years at Galesburg. You've coached 2 years prior to that at Monmouth Rose. But what do you know about today's Lincoln Trail Conference environment?
I've been paying a little bit of attention to it. It seems like Princeville's had a good run the last couple of years, and then ever since I've been in high school, on Weathersfield, the county, Mercer County, have all been good. I think everybody's good in the conference. I would say that there's a clear upper that are consistently good over the top.
All right.
But it seems like everybody's improving for the most part the last couple of years, and I know there's a lot of good so I know quite a few of them.
All right. Well, good luck, Coach. I know you got to meet with the kids and do all that stuff, and before you know it, you'll put the ball on the tee and kick off on August 30th. Again, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that's Grant Goldstrand, new head coach of the Mid-County Co-op in the Lincoln Trail Conference on WRMJ.